Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 170, recorded on February 15th, 2014! I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I am Maz.
I'm Aurelian.
That's right.
An intro? I wasn't ready for that.
Nice.
Hey, whatever works for us. So, yeah.
Aurelian is here. Introduce yourself. It's totally fine.
Yes. Aurelian is back on the show.
This is like the 15th time or third?
Second.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
You guys, we just hang out all the time.
Yeah,
it just shows you're not on here nearly enough.
That's right.
Aww. It was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago.
Jeez.
How is this still a thing? I don't get it.
Oh, that's right. She dissed us and missed that one show. That's right.
Is that what happened?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That was only two weeks ago when I rescheduled because I wanted to be your Valentine.
That's right.
And that's awesome.
It's happy Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, it's actually really good that it's not such a sausage fest here on the Shaft today.
I saw that tweet and I blushed and then I was offended and then I laughed.
And you should also know that I always do the Shaft without pants on and nothing's changed.
Is that something that we should know?
Well, we watched him get up and get the domo before it started, so we all know he doesn't have pants on.
Yes.
And we're all completely okay with it, so
yes.
It helps with my internet in that it doesn't affect the Wi-Fi as much if I don't wear pants.
The static from the pants interferes with your signal.
It's crazy.
True, pants cause lag.
Have you ever used that on a Valentine's Day date as the excuse? Like, oh, I'm sorry, my phone doesn't work as well if I'm wearing pants. So I'm
much
gonna go
better,
ahead and just...
much better reception if I just tuck it in.
Reception.
Weird. Oh, so, as you can tell, we've got an awesome show today.
Yes.
We've got Aurelian on, which you can find at YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, all at Aurelian. That's Aurelian. And she's got some awesome materials, so you need to go look at it and subscribe if you haven't already. Speaking of Aurelian, how have you been since the last time we chatted? A year
Good?
And a half ago.
Good. Well, I did a call-in show once.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
I had someone on Skype just tell me that I was wrong. This is the third time I've been on and not the second.
Oh.
Crazy. I think it's been a crazy 2 years. Last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
That's good news then.
Last time we saw you was, I guess, at Minecon. And and we're going to see you again at what's it called again? Arcadia
Con. Expo.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no, in
Smite
Atlanta.
Tournament. That's the
Smite
one.
Tournament.
That's right.
Yeah. I will be there in Atlanta March 28th.
Are you going to the old Arcadia Con, or have you even heard of this one yet?
No.
You should look it up. It's in Galveston, Texas in, I think, June 7th and 8th, and it's a Minecraft indie conference put on by MC Pro Hosting.
Okay.
But there's a bunch of guests. Matter of fact, you could probably be a guest if you talk to them. I'm sure they would, or they may even be asking you, probably, because...
I like Christine.
But the cool thing is we're going to be doing all the streaming for it. So we'll be streaming out the panels and, talking to folks. I don't know. Maybe we should get you down there to do some...
I will. And Texas isn't that far of a drive for me. And I like road trips, so...
Well,
that could be good.
Sounds perfect then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I might even be there.
Oh yeah. What? We're gonna try to get him down.
You keep your H's and your Z's behind because you're not allowed to do that in Texas.
I will. I'll come up there and join y'all up in there in the Texas with the place and the spittoons and the I don't know. I'm trying to stereotype so hard, but I don't know enough.
He thinks that Texas is the Wild West.
Like it is.
Like spittoons.
I'm gonna bring my
kinda is.
Gonna bring my Akubra. and my
cobra
spurs.
Cobra Libra?
A cobra. It's a type of
snake
cowboy hat. It's a cowboy hat. It's an Australian cowboy hat.
Oh, I thought you were saying like cobra. Like
I did too.
You know, that's weird.
A cobra. Yeah, clean out the wax out of your ears, mate. It's the cobra.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the issue here. The wax in my ears.
It might be the flower, just like your pants that interferes with the static sound.
Yeah,
definitely. Speaking of pants. We've got some sponsors for the show.
Sure do.
This first one here is Carl, who says, my favorite TV show is currently Doctor Who.
Oh,
however,
he's my new best friend.
I will be leaving next Monday on a 4-week trip to Africa and will not be able to sponsor the show then.
Oh, wow.
So this
good
is
luck.
Carl's talking to No Gooey Guy. They've been having a conversation through the sponsors for the past, 2 months or something?
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, it's a weird little conversation happening over and over. But yeah, good luck in Africa. That's awesome. I want to go.
Yeah, Africa. What's your favorite
adventure?
Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, and this next
one here. Good chat.
Oh. What? Is that a question
good
to
talk,
me?
Good talk.
Good
sponsors.
Yeah, the next one is Bray Shit Cub. Hopefully I said that right. I always say it wrong. Awesome, dude. Nothing says, I'm sorry about the whole Twitter fiasco. Better than money. Love the show. Keep up the great work. And thank you, sir. And by the way, there was just kind of some fans of Bray Shit Cub wanting him to be on the show. And I think that would be an excellent idea. We are incredibly booked. We talked about next month being Yogscast month.
Yep.
We got a ton of Yogscasters next month. We kind of really booked ourselves months in advance, but we're definitely going to get back with him. So he was just saying sorry about all the Twitter spam, but that's fine. You know, if you want somebody to get on the show, have them tweet to us.
Yeah. And then if you want to be on the show, have all your followers and friends tweet to us, and that'll let us know if we should get you on the show.
And then sponsor the show and say you're sorry for the spam.
Yeah.
What if I show up at your house at 4 a.m. and just sit outside your window?
It's kind of creepy and awesome at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll definitely turn just on the web cameras and get the stream going.
Don't wait 2 years again. 8 months from now, I'm going to be knocking on your door with a plate of cookies. Like, remember me?
Oh well, the cookies. You know that makes all the difference.
Does
you didn't mention that the first time.
And bacon.
Oh.
And bacon.
Nothing gets you on the
bacon.
Show.
Bacon
than
brownies.
Sweet,
I'll
fries.
Make you guys bacon brownies.
Yeah. Bacon brownies. Weird.
And last
SRJ26 says, next Thursday there will be a party on the Shaftlands with a fireworks show at 9 p.m. Central and a group with a battle immediately afterwards. Come back for one last time before we reboot and you lose all your stuff, I imagine. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. We actually got a tour of the new Shaftlands that they're working on. It's really cool. They've got plots and segmented areas where people can make their houses, and a big, huge castle surrounding the whole deal with transportation. It's really cool. We'll have a video showing all that soon, maybe this week even. So anyway, that'll be the release of the big map. We're having a farewell party, and it's just amazing stuff.
Yeah,
really amazing, awesome stuff.
All right, then. Jump on in.
Okay.
Family journeys. Okay. Our journeys with a pig. So, Aurelien, what you been up to this week in Minecraft?
This week in Minecraft.
Something big happened. Something big.
My music video with me, Tiffany, and Lydia came out.
That's right.
That's pretty big.
That is pretty big.
I didn't do that in Minecraft. I was just lucky to sing it. But it's probably my favorite thing I've done in the last couple months. So that counts. Yeah.
And it's
really
awesome. We all got to see this.
It's called Blocks, and it is on iHaz Cupquakes channel right now.
Yes.
You can go check it out.
Yeah, that was actually really cool because I've worked on parodies before and I've just sang them in my house and then sent the the vocals to whoever has done them. But this
I thought you were going to say that you just sing them in front of the mirror with a, you know, a brush.
In the shower with a hairbrush. And then I just like do it on my cell phone while I selfie. And then I just send that.
Yeah.
No, I, this time I actually got to fly out and meet Tiffany. Wow. We recorded it together. Her and I did our sections. And then since Lydia's in Sweden, she did her section. But we were there with Pedro and we worked on him. And we did like hours worth of takes in like a little makeshift studio thing. It was really fun. And then we helped storyboard the idea with Fire UK. And, you know, they do like these big like, we're going to build like a dwarven Bastille. And, we were like... We just want clouds and rainbows. Like, it was, like, the most, like, difficult thing, I think, for them to be, you know, really open themselves up to glitter and fairies and kitty cat trees and cupcakes and sprinkles. So, yeah. It's fun. It was really fun. It was a fun project, so.
Yeah, it's very colorful, very pink. A lot of really cool builds by Fire UK.
Yep.
Of course, Pedro did the music, did a great job. Yep. I had no idea you guys went and did that all in person. That makes it even cooler. It's always awesome.
It was. There's some like behind the scenes videos. I think one of them's on Cupquake's channel, and I did one on Instagram from the day that we recorded it. And then I think Pedro's putting some up as well. I don't know if his is already up or not, but he like filmed us doing it the whole time. And there's a lot of just like facial reactions of like us trying to hit these high notes. And then instantly our faces are like, mm-mm, yep, no, that was bad. That, don't do that again. so it was fun. It was definitely an experience. So make sure you guys check that out. And Lopsideful did all of the machinima parts and all the After Effects editing and all that too. So it was a big, huge team project, and it was awesome.
Very awesome.
Well, and who was your least favorite person to work with on the project?
Gosh, a million girls, really just shenanigans. So, yeah.
Nice answer.
Thank you. So. I even dyed my hair in a rainbow and everything. Just for that? No, not really.
Oh.
But it isn't a rainbow.
It isn't.
It is, but it
no,
isn't.
It is. My hair is a rainbow.
It really is.
Holy smokes. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, it really is a rainbow.
That's really cool.
It's made out of cupcakes.
And you did that yourself?
No.
Oh,
my God. It took 6 hours.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Okay.
It's dedication to my craft, my friend.
That's right.
That's awesome. Speaking of awesome, what did you do this week, Maz?
I have been battling shader mods for the first time in a while. I finally wanted my water to look really cool, like you see sometimes on people's channels and stuff. And I've always opened like the mod pages and seen the instructions of how to get these things working and gone, no, when are Mojang going to just let this be a thing, make their game look better? But I actually sat down and worked it out, and I've been enjoying lens flares and wiggly leaves and lovely reflective water. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
It's lovely.
It's nice. It's nice, isn't it?
You like wiggles the most.
Yeah, I do. I do like the little waving grass. That's probably my favorite little effect that they put in into the thing.
It's a nice motion.
Yeah, it's cool. But other than that, really haven't been playing it because I've been. It's really hard to get that stuff to work.
True. Took some time. What about you, Mr. Fuller Chair?
So, the Shaft Tour, we got an awesome tour from RP Gamer, our friend, and he showed us basically it's a work in progress. It's going to be launched on February 21st, and of course we're talking about the Shaftlands. This is a whitelist only. This is our server. This is the Shaft. This is the Dead Workers Party Minecraft server. Everybody can go, but you must apply first. And that is if you go to Shaftlands.
The
Shaftlands.deadworkers.com. There you go. It used to be a long, gross URL, and we fixed it up. So go there and apply and check it out. We're going to have a video up on our channel kind of showing our walkthrough, and it was really cool. Also, we played a bit of Flappy Bird in Minecraft this week. That was very interesting. We hacked it a little bit. We changed a lot of commands in the command blocks. so that we could do some special filming of the map. So that will be coming out this week. Also, I checked out the library. Now, Aurelian, were you playing? You played library with us, right? Long ago.
I did about a year and a half ago.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that same map. And after I put out Dropper, the Dropper music video, I had a couple people say, hey, you should do another Dropper music video with the library. And since we had already done the library, we only did two wings. We did like history and science. Mm-hmm. And there's all these different wings that I never even got to look at. So I loaded the map up just to look at it. And it's been updated by Ron Smalik, awesome map maker and friend, by the way, with command blocks so you don't have to climb up those long freaking ladders anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it took a few minutes to actually climb those things. But now with teleportation, it's a lot easier. So I went in and recorded a bunch of drops, like all my favorite, like that I thought would be really cool for a music video. So I'm kind of on the verge of doing that. So that is kind of something I might work on sporadically this month. And anything else? I don't know. That's about it. Yeah. And Brent is covered with books right now.
Books. This is what's going on here. No, that we got
the knowledge.
Books in from Linus and Daniel for the so we'll have a bunch of giveaways over the next couple months for books, and these are really good. I started reading it, and it's really good writing.
It's the hardbound. We had an episode.
I want a Minecraft book.
It's good. So do good, I. good info. And
how do we win one, Brent? How do we win?
Yeah,
one?
How do you win one?
Well, we haven't talked about that yet. That'll be what we talk about, and maybe a book report. Or something.
A book report? So
we want to do something fun.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. We may do it as part of the art contest. We've been doing art contests lately to get more artwork. So Maz doesn't have to give away all the prizes.
That's right.
Put that in the running.
So we have some. But by the way, check out The Shaft 165 with Daniel Goldberg and Linus Larson. Those are the authors of this book. And we talk about the book in detail.
Yeah, and they were kind enough to give us all these copies to give away, so big thank you to them. Also, Jazzwares got in touch with me this week, and they want to start basically funding one of the contests with some Minecraft toys. So
Jazzwares,
should be getting a bunch of toys in the next few weeks that we can give away as prizes. So
Enderman is the cutest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Enderman plushie.
Enderman.
Yeah, we have that.
So cute.
We got one of each around here in the studio.
My favorite is the Enderman plushie.
Yeah.
Makes a good pillow.
Does it?
Yeah, so soft.
It's cute.
You got to have a small head for that.
I mean, a bunch of Endermen. Just pile them up and then jump in them like a pile of leaves.
That's good. That's good. And also, we got contacted by the people who do the official Minecraft apps. For iOS and Android, and they want to basically have us talk about those. So they gave us some codes to try it out. So next month you'll get to hear all about all the different apps. So it'll be hopefully some cool
probably
stuff.
Probably more
to
Minecraft
learn.
Apps than, that you are aware.
Yeah,
of.
There's like six of them. I didn't even realize they did that many, but there's some really cool stuff. So we're gonna try them out and see how they do, and then tell you about them and see if we like them and things like that. So, and besides that, Eric pretty much hit all the other stuff that we did with Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
And we've been talking about what other things we're going to do. We really want to start doing like a weekly series of something that's like prolonged, kind of like the block party that we used to do. So we're trying to figure out exactly what we want to do that we think we'll have fun and be able to continue to do for like more than three episodes, right?
Yeah, a survival series. Yeah. So we just haven't been into survival in so long. And so we found a cool way to make it weird and awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to try that. And Maz may be joining us, I'm not sure. But
yeah, come survive with us, Maz.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be great.
And then Afro said he wants to get on the Apron Copeland and try to kill the Ender Dragon with me. And whoever else hasn't killed the Ender Dragon is welcome to get involved with that. But so it should be a bunch more stuff.
It's going to be a packed month.
And if you don't know, we are now part of the Yonkscast team, so we're going to be on Simple Simon We don't know the date that it's going to be aired, but we already recorded it. So keep an eye on Polaris and the Oxcast channels for when those. And of course, we'll tweet about it. Yay. So follow Ted Workers. So we're super chuffed. I think that's the word, right? Chuffed.
You're going to have to start spelling words correctly now. You're part of the yoga class.
It sounds like a hearty laugh, like a chuff, like a.
I'm chuffed. Oh, get that man some help. He's chuffed.
Means, but that's what I mean.
Chuffed either means that proud.
Or like when your legs rub together when you walk.
Yeah. Oh, that's chaffed, I think.
That's chaffed.
Chaffed. We're so chaffed to be part of Yogscast.
We're wearing chaps. We're so chaffed. We're going to chuckle and chuff about it later. But also as part of it, we're supposed to have all March Yogscast, maybe even into April. Is that right? March, April. That'll be good stuff. Bebop, who is in the chat room, he's, I believe, going to be on one of the episodes. We haven't scheduled him yet. We'll do that this next week, and then hopefully we'll be able to tell you more next week.
Hey, Bebop.
Who's going to be on when? So look forward to it. Some awesome stuff. And I think we hit everybody, didn't we? I usually forget someone.
We hit him, man. We uppercutted him and everything. We did. We slapped him around a little.
Hit my mic so
much.
High five. So what's next?
So why don't we move on into a segment that we like to call the Minecraft Daily News and Updates.
Are you ready for the bumper, Brent Copeland?
I'm ready for the bumper.
Okay. Eric Fuller. I'm about to press the button, everybody.
Are you sure?
Ready? So, are you ready?
So
three,
seamless,
two,
so
one. Just kidding. Really, I'm going to press it now. Ready? Three, two. No, I'll really do it. Just kidding.
All right,
I'm
doing it. Speaking of pressing buttons.
Huh?
It's the news.
Huh? From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
In the news this week.
Say, this week we have a snapshot. It's 14W07A, which we've already played, kind of. We did Flappy Bird in it.
Yeah, but, right. Yeah, we already played in it, yeah.
It was another small snapshot, as most of the devs' efforts were directed at more internal rewrites in the run-up to the mod API. They did add iron trapdoors, which now have been added.
Yeah, iron trapdoors.
I read that sentence completely in an awkward way to make sure your ears went, what?
That means you just can't like open it like a normal one. You have to lever it or button it to get in. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a wooden door as is a iron door. Yes.
Yeah, so cool.
Think of all the refrigerators you can make in vanilla Minecraft now.
Yay!
Maybe they just need to put in refrigerators. Huh? That'd be awkward.
That would be weird.
Okay, so anyway, there's also been a ton of complicated-looking stuff added for the Beefinit. I think that word is benefit. Of map makers. They are all listed on the Mojang blog if you want to read up on them.
That's right. It's basically stuff like slash scoreboard subcommands. There's also a resource pack can be bundled with a map. F3 shows a lot more stuff. Now you can see the XYZ position of a block. Which is very handy for when you're doing like test for commands and also like set blocks and stuff like that. And even teleports, I guess. So a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, if you're going to use it. I mean, a lot of people are right now with many, many games and adventure maps. So
Ari, when there's new snapshots in, do you like to go in them or do you wait till they release the full thing before you really play with the new stuff?
I wait until it's fully released because I always feel like I'm behind somewhere. So between playing on ForgeCraft and the mods constantly updating on there and not even knowing half the mods that are available to me on ForgeCraft, because they're in development a lot of the times, there's like, oh, we changed this or we added this or whatever happens there, that like often I like forget that vanilla Minecraft is still updating. So typically I will wait, which then is really awkward where you're doing something very common and I'm like, oh, when did we add this into the game? And they're like, oh, that was like 14 snapshots ago. Oh, great. That's good. Very glad that's a thing that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much the same. I wait until the snapshots are out of the way and we get a real release. And it'll still be, 6 to 8 months before I still haven't made a potion. I don't know how.
Me
to
neither.
Make me either.
A bottle or a potion.
I've never made an enchanting table. I've never made Like, I've never done any of that. I don't even think I've legitimately ever made, like, a portal to the nether. Like, on my own. Like, gone.
Dude.
Mind of study. Because I don't, like, I'm not one of the players that, like, plays to get the achievements. Like, I play to build farms, or I play to, I add a fairies mod in, and the fairies all go fishing for me and do my farm, so then I can just go exploring or kill other fairies. Like, that's the kind of Minecraft that I play. I play very, like, creative, buildy kind of Minecraft, and not like, hey, there's this big boss, do you want to go fight it? And I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah. Now, you knew you could, like, punch trees down, though, right?
I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter.
You don't like to fight trees.
I stroke them down.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Very politely.
I just hug them, and then they're like, hey, here's an apple for you. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Mr. Tree. I'm like the Pocahontas of Minecraft. I paint with all the colors of the blocks.
All the colors of the blocks.
There you go. There's your next stuff.
Next parody.
There's our next strike on the channel.
I'm
pretty sure it was close enough to the original.
Right. Million hitter. Speaking of millions.
Have you ever seen the mountains or the rooftops? I don't know the words.
Completely ruined your segue, but I loved it, Eric.
Yeah?
I heard it and I loved it.
Yeah? Okay. Somebody out there might have heard it too. Anyway, so we got 1 million saplings in the world. Fellow Yogscaster in the Little Wood had much to celebrate this week as his sapling fan base passed the 1 million mark.
Woo! Yay! We need party whistles.
And he reached... Actually, I have some down here somewhere, and they're really loud and annoying. And he reached 200,000 Twitter followers. It's amazing. And
he's a big compass.
There we go.
We get cowbell.
It's
more cowbell.
Stock market's open.
Yeah. Start trading. In celebration of these much-deserved accolades, Martin released a Show My Life video, a retrospective of his YouTube Live, and it's well worth a watch. The link will appear in the show notes. It was really good, too.
The wink?
The wink?
Is it a tearjerker?
Oh, the wink.
It's good.
Appear?
It's good. I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know about Martin, so it's...
Had a lot of friends in there. That we know, like, Bitburner was in there, you know, a bunch of, like, Minecon footage. Furniture.
Yeah.
I
want
to say furniture.
Footage.
Yeah, Bebop. Really cool. Well done,
such
too.
How do you get that big? That's amazing.
Yeah.
You be just as awesome as Martin.
You just be good. That's the trick. Yeah. That's what I'm doing wrong.
And you start off by saying, "Hello everybody."
We've been meaning to talk to you.
Saying "Hey" and people will watch your videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks so sad now. just I love H too much.
Did the spider die?
H. It's not worth going on, is it? The spider, I think he's gone. He's finally left the nest.
You think
everything's going wrong for me.
You're gonna wake up and he's gonna be on your face.
Maybe he's off.
Just going,
hey Matt, how you doing?
Maybe he's watching. Maybe he's off watching last year's stream of Mindthon 3.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about Mindthon, the next one, Matt?
Mindthon. Thanks to the awesomeness of Creeper Host, the fourth Mindthon will be taking place in England.
England.
Spelling is done properly and with charm and wit.
No
details at the moment as to whether there's going to be a venue this time around, because we'll do it outside, like the Great Bake Off. Do you have that on TV? Probably not. but what is known is when it's taking place, and that's July 25th to 28th. All of these thons and cons are happening in July, aren't they? June and July.
Yeah, I mean, that's con season is...
Fun
April, May, June, July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts getting hot and then, you know, starts cooling off.
Oh, that's
a
right.
Little.
Yeah. Weather, yeah.
So, yeah. We got like 5 booked this year or something like that. It's crazy.
Goodness. Yep.
Tell us something exciting.
Speaking
Brent.
Of Brisbane.
Brisbane.
I don't even know what this means, but
Brisbane.
The spread of I see what's going on here. The city's Minecraftizing themselves has been spread to Mazland. Australia. Brisbane City Council in Australia commissioned and developed a Minecraft representation of the city. The map, available free for download, features iconic locations, including City Hall. Isn't that always an iconic location, City Hall?
Absolutely.
Like, Tenacious D even wrote a song about it. It's so iconic.
Unless your City Hall is crappy.
I'm trying to figure out, is, like, Brisbane City Hall, like, even cooler than the City Halls around the world? Because there's, like, one in, I don't know, every city, I'm thinking. But anyway, the Brisbane River. I don't know why I'm so angry about this thing. What's going on with City Hall?
Super angry.
He's going to go riot outside. He's going to be outside of like Minecraft places, like picketing wooden like signs, protesting in their Minecraft city.
But I won't be protesting Brisbane River, South Bank Lagoon, Brisbane Square, the Story Bridge, or GABA. The GABA GABA. Whee! Because those are iconic. Unlike City Hall.
I love how you say Brisbane as that's like the bane of some dude called Briz.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Is it Brisbane?
I've got the old Brisbane again. Oh, no.
Wasn't that one of the rats of Nim? It's Brisbane!
Brisbane.
Oh. Can you just say Melbourne for me? How you guys say it?
Melbourne.
What is it? How do you pronounce it? Melbourne.
Melbourne.
It's Melbourne.
Melbourne.
It's like B E N. Just pretend it's M E L B E N.
Where's the O U?
Melbourne.
Yeah, where's the OU?
We don't.
Okay, so you add a U into things that you don't even pronounce the OU like an E.
Shh. It's okay.
It's all right. Everything will be cool.
You're pretty, Maz.
Melbourne. See, it's like so crazy that there's the the Bourne Legacy, but now it's the what are you saying? It's the
Brisbane.
The Bourne Legacy.
Melbourne. I think it's just the Australian twang sort of. Does weird things to vowels.
I flinched instantly when you did that. Like,
twang. Twang. It's like a bow and arrow I've got.
Frisbee. It's Frisbee? Miss Frisbee. Frisbee? I'm looking this up.
Frisbee? Well, why you fall into that rat hole?
Mrs. Frisbee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a whole Melbourne, Brisbane has been recreated completely in Minecraft. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Brisbane.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Brisbane, including the city hall. Briz.
The whole city. Have you been to Brisbane?
I have, but I don't remember.
Is it the bane of Australia?
Wasn't that memorable then?
Apparently it's pretty nice, but Adelaide is the best place to live in the world, apparently.
Way cooler.
Someone made a band named after him. It was so cool, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Adelaide?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a band or is that a song?
Yeah, it was a song.
Yeah, we got a giant set of reflective balls. That's our... You guys have like things like the Statue of Liberty. Adelaide has two giant steel balls stacked on top of each other.
Well, maybe we should hook up your steel balls.
It's like an iron snowman.
Google Rundle Mall's balls.
I'm not going to do that on this computer.
Do a Google image search on that.
So it sounds like it would be a good combo if we set them up. Old Liberty and the balls?
Yeah, you could probably.
Give us Liberty or give us metal balls.
Like Adelaide's Liberty Balls.
It's better than like Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is old, dirty, squinchy balls.
All right. So let's talk about Iowa.
Okay. I do.
Iowa's cool. All right. Cedar Falls Minecraft event next Saturday. If you live in Cedar Falls, Iowa area, the local public library is holding a Minecraft LAN party next Saturday, February 22nd from noon till 5 p.m. Minecrafters of all ages and skill levels. Oh, and there's balls that just appeared in my face. That was scary. Minecrafters of all age and skill levels are welcome to bring their own computers and monitors or may use one of the 24 laptops provided by the library. Participants under the age of 10 will need to have a parent or guardian with them or a crowbar. That might work too. Pre-registration is advised but not required. More details about the event can be found at the Cedar Falls Public Library's website. The link will be in the show notes. That's kind of cool. Must be a huge thing, right? I mean,
oh, I see the metal balls. They linked it in the chat.
There it is. It's on the video if you're watching this on YouTube. Yes.
Bit of cultural education there.
Very, very mighty.
No, it is Mrs. Brisbee. It's not Mrs. Frisbee. That's like a Mrs. thing of throw. That just doesn't even make sense. I know it's...
I didn't know what you were talking
about. I feel
better
about myself. Have you never seen The Secret of Nim?
No.
That's like, I think, should be required watching in life.
I move the stars
for no Secret
one.
Of Nim. Look it up. I believe it's on Netflix. And you can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free trial.
That's right.
If you don't, yeah. And I would suggest absolutely to watch this movie. I mean, seriously, I watched it as a kid, and it was, I mean, it's just a really, really epic movie. Seriously?
Yeah, it's still
you haven't
up.
Seen it?
It still holds up.
Have you seen
up.
Labyrinth?
Yes.
Labyrinth.
That's okay. The best.
All right, then I will watch The Secret of Nim.
It's about the same time frame. It was about
the
same time.
I can't believe you
haven't
seen it. Jeez.
I'll do it. You guys have seen Labyrinth, so I will do it.
It's like saying you've never read a Dr. Seuss book.
With David Bowie,
I
that Labyrinth.
Have.
Right?
I
you've never
stand.
Read a Dr. Seuss book?
Oh, why would you?
Weirdo. Because it's awesome.
He does not like green eggs and ham.
No, he doesn't.
He does
Sam
not like them. Brent, I am. Brent Copeland.
Oh.
I like what you did.
You know, Dr. Seuss
I'm
also did adult
in Brisbane.
Too. Brisbane.
Mrs. Brisbane. Yeah, we're going to skip that yellow one.
What's this
Excellent.
Final one?
We finally got to find out why Pahima, creator of Equivalent Exchange Mod, won't be going to this year's PAX East or Minecon. He's going to be a daddy.
Pahi kids!
Yeah!
Squeeze.
Whoa.
That's one for each baby that's popping out.
Dinner. So,
squeezing one out. Congrats
Pahi
to the happy
babies!
Couple. And Sasha Varel teased Pahima by saying he'd laugh if Pahi Kid ended up completing Equivalent Exchange 3 before his dad did. LOL!
Nice.
Having some Pahi Kids.
So
is this a new Pokemon franchise?
Yeah, Pahi Kids. There's evidence
Pahi Kids!
We sing the Pahimar Pony song all the time for him.
You gotta collect them all.
Pahimar Pony! Pahimar Pony!
That was my favorite news.
Weirdo.
I feel like tonight it's almost like we don't even need to talk. We just kind of let it go, and like there's a comedy routine I felt going on down on the bottom half of the shaft picture this evening. This is great. I love you too. Two of my favorite people.
Yeah. High fives again. Internet high fives all over the place.
Shit, this way. Is it this way? If we high five this way?
Other way. Other way, then y'all get it perfect.
Other way?
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
Turn him off the mic.
Oh.
We're actually
hey, too
wave.
Far, too far.
I hear kiss sounds and stuff. Freaking
That's
me
a different
out.
Stream. That's a stream for another day.
Freaking me out.
Freaking me out, man. All
right.
Speaking of freaking out, I need to play this, don't I?
Yeah.
I don't
you
know
got
if
anything?
I can.
We can always mention Drive Pop. DrivePop.com/deadworkers. Go and get yourself a lifetime of backing up all your important files and maybe even not so important files. Who cares? Throw them all in there. You get tons of space.
Put all your secret files that you don't want anybody else seeing.
That's
on
right.
The drive.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little weird.
Found it!
Oh, is that a bumper?
FBI is like, hey, that guy that robbed all those banks, we totally got his backed up text messages.
Yeah, right.
They're never gonna advertise on the show. They are no Kickstarter. These people know how to keep their information safe.
That's right.
Yes.
If you haven't heard about that.
They're amazing. You should check them out.
Listener contribution.
DrivePop.com.
But I'm out.
Anymore.
Wow, that was weird.
That was all weird.
That was
in
weird.
Some odd way, it kind of worked too. Like,
yes. All right.
At some point.
So, listener contributions. This first one from Teapot. Only recently. Yes. Do you know Teapot? You don't know Teapot.
I know that it's little and it has this short stout.
That's right. It's quite short.
Short and stout. Short and stout.
And it only recently on a random server, I was told by some annoying internet 8-year-old, I can only assume, that Minecraft was a man's game. I continued to play and ignore the person, but out of interest, how should I react? As in, any good comebacks? if it continues, what do you guys think? Oh, and Aurelian, have you ever gotten this kind of treatment? Thank you. So
let's start with the
time.
All the time.
All the time. I had someone during a live stream one time tell me it went a long time without happening, and then it like kind of got fired up in the last couple of weeks. I don't know like what happened, but I was live streaming a couple of weeks ago, and I had someone tell me I had no business playing Minecraft because Minecraft was for boys, and like Minecraft was not a girls' game. And I was like, you see me playing with fairies right now, and you're telling me that Minecraft is not a girl game, and I have no idea like how to even respond to you.
Girls can't play with pony moms.
Girls are allowed on the internet. And like, and then I had someone the other day come in it was like a group of people come in and tell me that I was a fake gamer.
I love that.
Gamer. And I was like,
you're attractive, so you can't really be into video games.
Yeah. Because you're like, you like colorful things, so like you should just make a sandwich. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. I mean, the thing is that you would get it no matter what. Guys get it for things different than girls do, but just for girls, it's easy to fall back on you're a girl and thus you shouldn't game or you shouldn't whatever. But
my experiences with sandwiches is if you want a sandwich done right, you do it yourself.
I make some bomb sandwiches.
Just a side note. Saying.
That is a good note.
I just think that it happens. So like girls are gonna get it because it's the easy fallback for girls is that you're a girl. But I mean, guys do get it too. They just get it for different reasons, whether it's your voice or the type of gameplay that you have, or if you cuss a lot, then there are certain assumptions about, you know, you suck or like whatever. Like, you know, it happens. It just happens to be that I get mine mostly for being a girl.
Yeah. And I think there's
like bottom holes. Everybody got one.
Nice.
Bottom holes. Yes. Nobody wants to see it, and everyone has one.
And I think that thinking is actually more detrimental than just on the surface of, you know, just being offensive and not true. That I think there's some girls who hear that and think, okay, I shouldn't play games or tend not to. Like, my wife doesn't like want to come play video games. I mean, she hasn't said it because girls don't play games, but it's I could see it kind of going that opposite way. So it's just ignorance,
I've had a lot of reservations and there have been a lot of times where I've held back from doing things because I'm a girl. And there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that I don't think people realize that it really does affect me on a daily basis. It's not a big deal, but like there are certain things that like this shirt, I put two tank tops underneath it because if I wear a lower cut shirt, I get accused of things. Even on the same person, I look the same, I act the same way. There are assumptions that get made about the shirts or the clothes that you wear. So I'm very, very conscious about what I wear when I'm online. If I do my hair too much, or if I don't wear enough makeup, or if I wear too much makeup, like there's comments all the time that happen. And I probably shouldn't care, but I am probably still more sensitive to that stuff. So I try to minimize it on myself. So
it's
that
the other way around. Those comments shouldn't happen. It's the content you're creating, not the way you look in your content.
But that's the same reason you're wearing. I don't do face cams on probably 90% of my YouTube videos, and that's probably the number one thing that people ask for are face cams. But I am afraid to do them because a lot of the times when you do them on YouTube, the response to a face cam on YouTube is much different than on Twitch. On Twitch, I feel like Twitch is like the California of gaming, where it's very progressive and they're very accepting, and like you can be yourself on a live stream and people enjoy that. Versus YouTube is like the Midwest, where like they don't want to see your face and they don't want you to be a girl and they want you to have certain kinds of content. And those are things that I try to not do. But I have had some other girl gamers that have been very encouraging of like, no, you should do a face cam. Like, that's a very big part of like you and your facial expressions and what you do. Like, you should do that. But I make the conscious decision to not do that because of comments that I've gotten in the past. Yeah. But it happens. It's an unfortunate thing, but I mean, it is what it is. People are going to get trolled no matter what.
And the internet is still populated by, especially on YouTube, kids basically under 14, and they still don't have a grasp of what's socially acceptable on the internet. I think for them, it's still a kind of this anonymous playground where they can be as macho or as sexist or as racist as they can be without any consequence. And
right.
That's a real shame that's going on. But, you know,
I feel like it's kind of a positive, though, because there are a lot of kids who watch YouTube and who watch things like, I got a letter in my P.O. box a couple of weeks ago, and I took my mom for the first time to, like, go check the mail in my P.O. box because this is kind of new for her. Like, my mom's not – she understands it, but she doesn't, like, fully get what being, like, a gamer and putting yourself out there does for people. Like, we're in a generation now where you can find someone online and look up to them and be a role model for them. Versus 10 years ago, it was actresses and people who were not easily, and you couldn't communicate with them. You couldn't write a letter to an actress and get a response back, or you couldn't ask them a question like we're doing on a podcast now and get live interaction and ask them advice. So that happens now, and we are in positions where no matter if you have, you know, 100 subscribers or 100,000 or 1,000,000, you could have that one kid who, like, looks up to you because of what you do and how you present yourself. And being a girl gamer, and like you said, Maz, where, you know, or the person who wrote the question, like, I'm afraid to be the only girl on my server. So I got a letter in my P.O. box. My mom was reading it to me, and I was, like, crying in the car, like, as I was driving, because this little 8-year-old girl was saying, I was afraid to tell people on my server that I was a girl because I didn't want them to be mean to me because I'd heard them talk about girl gamers before. And she was like, and then I watched your video, and I realized that girls can be just as good as boys, and we don't have to be afraid to, you know, be the only girl on a server, or whatever the situation may be. And, like, here's an 8-year-old girl that, like, saw a stream, and I don't know, I was, like, crying. It's, like, heartwarming, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I she's hacked into those boys' computers and like, blowing
them up.
Yeah,
and she's left them viruses.
She's got all their bank details.
She told their parents what they were looking at on Safe Search turned off.
I know your history.
I think what you're saying about the accessibility people have now to bigger name people, like whether you be an actual celebrity or a YouTube star like yourself, having that kind of accessibility is helping the situation in terms of that, because we can now educate them one-on-one. I remember when I started out and I was starting to get views on YouTube, I would get some hate because I did do face cameras. I think me and Lydia were, like, the people who started doing that. Nobody was doing it except for us back in the day. Back in the day, so old. But I would get, like, we don't want to
see your face, get that ugly thing off my face, and, you know,
yeah,
gay this and gay that and whatever. And, I would just like reply to them straight to their inbox and tell them how that's not acceptable and they should be, you know, ashamed of that kind of behavior on the internet. And 9 times out of 10, they would apologize and become very good internet citizens. Yeah. So having that accessibility is certainly changing things for the better, but it's a slow process, just like most intolerance.
Yeah. I think it's getting better too. I know that the chat was talking earlier about the moderators and the people that you kind of surround yourself with. And I am in a very fortunate position where I think a lot of people now, the hate against not just girls, but against a lot of different types of people online, people have become a lot more sensitive to that, and they're very aware. And so I very rarely ever see negative comments because, number one, my moderators are on it like that. and I've gotten a lot of apology letters, like, I said something inappropriate in your chat and I got banned and I'm very sorry. Like, I didn't realize that would have hurt your feelings. And then when they couldn't talk anymore, they were, like, in a timeout and realized that, like, oh, I probably shouldn't have been, like, show me. Boobs, right. Yeah. Twitch is one of those places where, like, if you, it's like a 5-year-old, if you do something bad, I'm gonna put you in timeout and you can think about it. Yeah. And you're not allowed to talk until you realize what you did. And it sounds very bad, but it helps. I think people realize that, like, yeah, that's not an appropriate thing to say, and this is not an appropriate forum to voice my opinions about how I hate girl gamers. Like, not the time nor the place. So I think that it's helped that way, but definitely the communities that you surround yourself with. And I'm fortunate that I have a very big brother type mentality community where I feel like people are very supportive. And when I cry, people are not happy. So,
yeah, and I think that's kind of one of the things that I think Teapot needs to look at here is that the community you want to be in that you have to deal with that, and no one's like modding that. No one's looking at it going, hey, that's not the correct way to act. Look for a community that is more of something you would like. I mean, there's a whole bunch of another, you know, issues, bullying and like you said, racism and a bunch of stuff that, like, if they tolerate one thing, they'll probably tolerate, you know, a plethora of things that they shouldn't. So look for a community that is a good community, that you will be surrounded by people that you want to be surrounded by. Shaftlands, hey, it's there.
Shaftlands. Hey.
We got incredible mods, and they won't let any of that go on. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm in a great position now where my small handful of wonderful audience that watches my channel now all moderate themselves. They're all beautiful people. And if any rogue comes in off the streets and starts talking sass, they're really quick to pull them into shape, and they either turn around and go, oh, actually, these guys are all pretty cool here. And it's that community. So, yeah, find yourself a good community of people that you're going to love spending every day with online. And then your new family.
Yeah.
Speaking of
that, wow, what a great listener contribution.
That was a good one.
Speaking of the 10 best things to talk about or something.
The 10 best.
I don't know. Stupid segue, blah, blah, blah. Hey, guys. This is from Pius. I've been wanting to download episodes 1 to 10 of The Shaft on iTunes, but when I scroll down the list, it only goes down to around episode 30. Are the earlier episodes just deleted or hidden? We'll look into it. This usually happens once or twice a year. iTunes and the place we do our feed through, it's just really weird for some reason. Our earlier post... I don't want to get all technical, but basically, as a feed goes, it can get too big to be on iTunes, basically. And our earlier episodes, like, we had all our show notes in the feed itself. So if you think there's just so much text in the feed that doesn't need to be there, then we've been having to go back and basically delete those and put them on another site and just put in basically the episode link. Thanks for letting us know. We'll look into it and hopefully get them back there within a month. It's actually quite a bit of work to fix.
Yeah. So basically every episode we put out, one gets removed. So so there can only be a finite number. But if you want to listen to them right now and you don't want to wait for us to fix it, go to the website where the Shaft is right now, which is, I guess I could say it. What is it? Shaft.deadworkers.com? Is that it? theshaft.deadworkers.com.
We should really work on
I never know our own website. It's where the show notes are now.
Shaft.deadworkers.com.
Shaft.deadworkers.com. And there's a link to get the audio. It goes straight to the MP3. You can see it in every single post. It's what you click to listen to the show if you're not listening to it on iTunes or a pod catcher of some sort. There's a link there, and the current, you know, I mean, the link has the number, the episode number in it, so you can figure that out, how to get to all the episodes. Right now it's a file called ts_ep169.mp3. Just change the number and you can get whatever episode you want right now. You don't have to wait for us. So it's a little bit of a hack, but if you want to just do it.
Giraton says, after listening to one of your recent episodes, I decided to test my game making skills and make trading card game experience by creating a Minecraft trading card game. Within a few hours, I had created the basic rules and outline of the game, and I decided I had to submit this to you to see what you guys think of it. The entire thing is long.
That's a note.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to read that note.
But so, he did give it to us, though. All the rules, the mechanics of the cards, and
I think it's crazy. Awesome. I mean, you know, let's push the boundaries of Minecraft to see what we can make in it. Seth Bling doesn't have to make every game.
Right. So basically, hit the mic. If we make this game and play it like a prototype and maybe film it, make a video, would that be interesting? Is that weird?
Yeah.
Bunch of nerds playing a game that doesn't exist, like a
nerds
made up
playing games
trading card game.
It'll be like the
I'm
super
making
cult
a trading
jam.
Card game as well. Oh,
you're just in super alpha.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, it seems like a fun thing to bust out at a convention. We're going to like 5 of them this year. But like, you know, bust it out at a convention and go, you know, not on the main floor or anything. But, you know, when you're, you know,
bring
hanging out with your friends.
You pull out computers and you play the
Oh, we pull out magic cards.
Oh, this is okay. See, I read this and listened to this all wrong. I thought it was like a trading card, you know, like a digital version in Minecraft.
No, this
like
is actual cards.
Oh.
So you're going to want to cut these out, write them down. You know what I mean? Like, this is super alpha.
I understand now.
So you can't do it online.
We should do it in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I've got a company that does our playing cards.
Yeah.
Like, we get decks of cards made with, like, our faces and like, community members' faces
on
it. We did this for a control point, and so it's like a 52 card deck, and we'd play like, you know, presidents and a-holes and if you got like a card that had like someone's face that was in the room on it, then you had to drink twice instead of once. It was so much fun. So we've got to get a set of Shaft ones made, because this was for control point.
But we
can use the same thing to make a deck of these cards, right?
Yeah,
like, you know, 50, how many ever cards there are, just,
yeah,
you know, because it's pretty cheap.
That'd be sweet.
Can we also just take a second to talk about how amazing the fact that, like, Minecraft is a game that not only is a game, but it inspires, like, card games and mods and songs and podcasts and, like, everything else. Like, name another game where, like, the community has, like, made it, like, a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
And it's
Pokemon. Cool. It wasn't a game first, though. Was
no
it?
One really no, cares about that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a card game first.
Oh, it was
first? A card game first.
See, that's,
and then
I don't
they
know
made it into
anything.
Like the Game Boy, and then it was a show, and then it was movies, and then it was little figurines. Like, but Pokemon was developed by the brand. Minecraft was made, you know, essentially by a couple of people, and then the community has turned it into this amazing thing that it is now.
Yeah.
It is a monster.
Yeah, so Nacho owes us a few bones, I think.
No. I think he would not say that.
No, I'm just
absolutely
totally joking. Speaking of totally joking,
yes,
Mitch Mady had a dream the other night that some kid had a DWP t-shirt, and he was so excited, but then he woke up. It's kind of weird.
No.
But before he goes, he wants to yell at JBJ Blaze for bringing back Steer Higher. I was hoping that would go back in the archives. Anyway, stay tuned for the Age of Conan podcast from the DWP.
Wow, yes. If you've been following us for a long time, you'll get all of those inside jokes.
The funny thing about people's dreams is nobody cares.
You mean as soon as someone goes, I had this dream and I got to tell you about it, you're like, well, it's all fake.
Real.
It's
it
a dream.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like it either didn't happen and you're making it up right now on the spot.
Or you made it up then. It's made up no matter what, right?
Yeah, right,
you either made
it
up while you were dreaming, which is kind of worse than making up on your own, because that took a little effort, right?
I dreamt last night that...
I don't care. I don't care. We don't care.
A real thing. That was a real thing. That happened in my dream last night and nobody cares, but I tweeted it anyway. So there you go.
I had like really vivid... really just oddball dreams, and I
doesn't
feel
stop
like
them being really boring to hear about that.
No, they're not boring is the thing. They're no, not they no yeah. They're not.
So you know what everybody should do, what they should do, if you have a really good dream, don't tell people about it, write it in
write a
print, and don't say it was a dream, and then it's a story, and it's a book, and you can sell it.
Or make a video.
Expand
you want to know where Minecraft Universe came from? The music video I did like 2-3 years ago? Came from a dream. Came from a dream.
And
that's how I got the lyrics. I had a dream last night. I built the universe. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
So don't tell somebody your crappy dream. Make something cool out of it.
Yeah, yeah, Maz, really look what his dream turned into.
Yeah. Karaoke Grinnels. I got to do that movie.
Karaoke Gremlins? Is that what you said?
That sounds
Urinals.
Gremlin urinal cakes?
Is that the thing with the horn on the front?
Let's move on.
Where's this going? I don't understand.
Nowhere good.
All right, so from Dr. Fuzzy. I know the guy. Hey, guys, Dr. Fuzzy here. Eric might recognize me from Twitter. I do, and Snapchat. Weirdly enough.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I love the show, and it always cheers me up if I'm feeling down. The dropper was amazing, and I can't wait to see what music video you geniuses have up your sleeves next. P.S. I like Maz's awesome accent.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Cheers.
Except for when he says Hachin Zed, because that's not a real word.
Right. And he's not from Brisbane.
And
he's not from Melbourne
Mrs.
either.
Brisbane.
Dr. Fuzzy is my copper.
But thanks, Dr. Fuzzy. We're always working on weird
new
stuff.
I bet Dr. Fuzzy has seen the Fuzzy Nim movie.
Secret of Nim?
Secret of Nim. Now that does screw me up because there's rats and they're the rats of Nim. And so I always want to say the rats of Nim. But you're right. It's the Secret of Nim.
Secret of Nim, yeah. The Secret of Mana. That was a good game.
Oh, my goodness, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, it was.
Wow. Oh, wow. This show.
All right, then. Move it.
Excavation Station.
What? All right, this section where you let us know what you want to be put into the game, and we decide if it's awesome or if it's the worst idea we've ever heard.
Worst.
Let's begin. The jury's in session for Crop Pods. He wants luring villagers. With the villager improvements heading in 1.8, what if villagers could be lured with emeralds? I think luring villagers with their own money could be very useful. Thanks for picking my previous submission last week. I can't wait to hear your hilarious conversations about this one.
How about this? Instead of saying it, we'll just give you a sound effect.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. you know those like America's Funniest Videos where they put a dollar bill on a fishing pole and then they like do this?
Yeah,
if you took a fishing rod and you added an emerald, you should like be able to walk backwards and like lure a villager. Yeah. How hilarious.
You want to trap them in their little houses so they don't get eaten, don't you? You want to build a little shop around them and know that they're going to be safe in there instead of flapping around all over the place, all over the countryside. It's dangerous out there. Get in your house.
I want to lure them into a lake and then build a wall all the way around them. It. It looks like a pool party. Oh. They just bob
pool
in the
party.
And look like a pool.
I thought you were going to drown them all.
No, that's morbid.
Oh, it's harsh.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm into the idea of being able to lure them like sheep and cows and stuff, getting them where you want them to be. I think that's a good idea.
So, but what do you think about... Like, okay, so they have different villagers that have different duties, and there's the forge, and the library. I said duty. I'll admit it.
Duty.
Said the word duty. And what if you could, like, build more shops, like, that didn't come in, like, generic villages? So, like, now you could build the pet shop. But you had to build it in a certain format that, you know, made the pet shop, and now the pet shop villager would eventually appear in the pet shop.
So they kind of have that with the fairies mod, where the fairies, if you put their name next to a chest, and whatever you put in the chest dictates what they do. So if you put shears in a chest and it's where sheep are closed, they'll shear all the sheep for you and continue to do it. If you put a fishing pole in a chest, they'll fish for you. If you put sugar cane, they'll plant sugar cane or seeds, they'll farm. Like if you could do that for villagers where you could like determine what they did, that would be cool. Give them jobs and have them be actually helpful instead of being like, oh, you want one loaf of bread? That's 97 emeralds for a loaf of bread. Like, I don't... This doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I hate them.
They're fixing them, though. That's...
that's true.
In the last snapshots, they're doing stuff to make them actually harvest and stuff. But
other chores.
So I'm glad they're working on them. So maybe this next patch will be the big villager update. And like, so maybe this is a good time to submit ideas about villagers, because maybe they'll get in the game.
Well, here's mine. How about luring villager children with a big rusty van or something? You know,
candy in a van.
Like a van candy. Pulls up, and it's got like free candy written on the side, all scratched in with blood.
That's
with a red stone.
Talk about morbid.
What? And then they can.
Does he also have
candy?
To put a sign in front of his yard that says that he's living in the village now?
Yeah.
Door to door to each village. Hi. Kitties. So yeah.
Is that good, Notch?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Wow. All right, then. He likes it.
Of course you do, you dirty old perv.
He's never gonna watch the show again.
Yeah, I think I saw this once projected on the side of a building.
Yeah,
yeah. Speaking of projectors,
oh, this is a segue
from oven baked potato. He wants this item to simply add a projector that would project a special record found in the end. It will be a record of the Mojang crew doing the Harlem Shake. Thank you.
What is going on with this?
I don't even know what that means.
The Harlem Shake.
That's weird. Like, that's one thing that never needs to be revitalized. Like, when I get, what's it called when you get Rickrolled? When I get Rickrolled, like, yeah. I enjoy it. Like, a dance song, love the song. Yeah. I don't ever need to see or hear the Harlem Shake ever again.
No, yeah. That'll never happen.
Yeah, it came and went, and it's good that it went.
I never even got to do the Harlem Shake.
Good.
Do the Harlem.
It wasn't really... There weren't really any dance moves involved. It's more of like a kind of a seizure kind of a thing.
I think we did one of those.
Yeah, we did do one of those. So, Notch?
Worst idea ever.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
In a van down by the river.
By the river. Okay. So is that it? No, here's another one from my serval. Logic blocks. I think there should be logic blocks, like command blocks, only they would be limited in the commands that they can use and available in survival mode. Commands such as TP or slash give wouldn't be allowed, but commands like slash say, play sound, test for, scoreboard, all those would. It could even have an inventory for item creating commands, so you could create inventory items. That's cool. This would let people create games and logic inside survival Minecraft without the use of the give command. So it's a limited set of commands. I don't know. That's a little complicated because, you know, the command bot keeps growing and growing and growing, and it would be hard to determine what commands are available with each block. It might be a little confusing. But I see what you mean there, though. That way, you could actually not be able to cheat in a survival way, but still add some cool flair to your creative world. I kind of like it. I don't know how you would actually implement that correctly. I don't know.
You have no idea how long I tried to figure out how to make a command block in Minecraft until I realized you can't.
I did that That's with a right. saddle.
Yes, and saddles. I'm sure you could make saddles. You just put leather here and little iron blocks here. Why isn't it working?
I kid you not, there was a 30-minute episode on one of my hardcore series because I was trying That's to make so a funny. Saddle, and it's because I don't play like just standard vanilla survival Minecraft very often, and I was like, oh, you can totally craft a saddle. And I like even looked like saddle recipe, and there were all these images of saddle recipes. I tried like 15, and at the end of 45 minutes, I was like, oh, apparently that was in one snapshot like 9 times ago, and it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
So, yeah,
it was a waste of like 4 hours and a half an hour episode.
Well, it's back now. They have the saddle recipe now. So
what?
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do.
Is it?
Do they? No, they don't.
It will, though. I guarantee it. Yeah. But we were talking about kind of like different commands they need to do with command blocks when we were messing around with Flappy, because we Eric had to go in and basically change all the ones that said add A, which is basically
all players. Yeah.
To teleport to just me. So whenever it did the teleport, it wouldn't bring Eric from filming. It would just bring me. And we were like, this would be great if you could have a command block to set, like, basically overwrite variables. So you could do the at all, you know, equals Brent Copeland. So now all suddenly you don't have to worry about that. I mean, I guess for builders, they don't need that because, you know, they're building it to do what it wants. But when you need to go in and edit something.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the problem with at A and at P and all those are like globals, and you can't or constants, right? You can't really change those.
They need to add
but local game variables. Modes.
So instead of at all, at C, one, at two, at three.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody in game mode. Sorry, I'm talking all over Maz, and he's basically saying the same thing.
I see.
That's all right. We're on the same page. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 17 hours apart. But the same.
Yes. I'm in the future, so I actually came up with the idea first. So there you go.
It's true. And it's pretty drawings in the document, but we don't need to get into that.
That's right.
It's something I saw. Speaking of seeing things.
Seeing amazing things.
Oh, we're doing
sightings.
This.
It's
so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Ah, it's so intense.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Well, the first one we got
is this
here.
Is this real life?
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just whipped my hair back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Whip it back and forth. I love blocks. We talked about this earlier. I has Cupcake teamed up with a certain Aurelian and one and the one and only Lydia Winters for this impressive song parody. Cupcake also enlisted the help of Proper Steez, Fire UK, and music by Pedro to bring her vision to life. And they did a great job.
It's an awesome job. This came out the day before yesterday or yesterday?
Valentine's Day.
That's right. On That's right. the day itself.
Because it's all about loving blocks.
Rainbows.
And has most of us probably spent Valentine's Day with Minecraft anyways.
Yeah.
So alone.
And also, if you go to...
Loners.
Proper Steez, they did the... visual effects and the video post-production.
There's and he's here in the chat right here.
Oh, is he here? He did a great,
he did a great job.
If you go to his channel, you can watch some behind the scenes on how he did that in After Effects. It's pretty cool.
So be cool. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to make a playlist with like all the behind the scenes that y'all are all putting out and things like that. So
all of it. A master playlist.
That's being linked as they're going live. They're being linked in the description of the video.
Awesome.
So like Fire UK did their behind the scenes where they showed you, and I know that he did one, and they're both now in the description of the video on Cupcake's channel.
So just keep going back.
Yep.
Go back, watch it again and again, and then see the new links. And there's a rumor that y'all aren't done, that there's more coming. Is this true? Or should I just play this?
that one's just one of mine. But yeah, there's more songs coming out.
So play like a little tiny little tease?
Can play a little tiny little teaser. Sure.
All right.
Well, here we go.
All right.
That's great. Hot hits.
Don't be the only ones who can't hear it.
I can't hear it. It's so good, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling those vibes. Good.
You can't hear it? Oh, yeah. We can hear it.
I have to pretend like I can.
Okay, that's a good little.
I don't want to stop. I'm gonna keep playing it. She said to play it all, right?
Playing it
to play every single bit.
So that's a little tease, but that's something you got in the works right now, huh?
We loved it.
It's gonna be excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. Maz didn't even hear it, and he loves it already.
I know. I'm hooked. I'm gonna buy it.
Could feel the energy.
He's bought the vinyl already.
The vinyl.
Well, the vinyl outfit that he's gonna dance in.
Oh, that makes sense. Those Australians.
Yeah.
The next one we have here is The Universe Death Clock. This is amazing and just mind-blowing. Spumwack has been trying hard to come up with the most useless Minecraft creation ever. And he might have just cracked it with this one. A redstone clock designed to take longer to run than the universe is expected to exist. So if his math is correct, this will end when the universe ends and everything becomes nothing, as it just keeps expanding and then it contraps and just goes into, like, I guess, like one tiny molecule and then just fades from existence. I don't know. No one really knows how we're going to end up, but this will definitely... take you there. It's basically a door that with a series of timers that will take a very, very long time. So it's pretty much the longest timer in Minecraft. If you really want to break it down to what it is.
How can we test that it actually is a timer if it's going to take longer than the universe
to open that door?
There's no way to test it. That's why it's useless. No, it's useless to us because we're going to be long dead before it even gets... I mean, what? We're going to be living at most for another 80 years?
It doesn't even work. How would you know if it just wasn't working?
Well, there's a little secret that most people don't know about Minecraft. This is already built in.
What is?
The universal timer. Oh. Death clock timer. Yeah. So it's actually just a redstone torch. If you put one down, it will last to the end of eternity. Like, it'll go until right after eternity ends, and then it ends.
Yeah, it actually does turn off.
It's very polite. Yeah. It's like, no, Eternity, you can go ahead and end first, and I will fall behind.
Yeah, and then the Eternity. So,
did you know that you can actually mine Bedrock?
Yes.
There's something like 13 million hits or something it needs, and then you can actually have it. Isn't that funny?
It's crazy. Isn't that silly? Isn't there someone trying to do it?
Wow.
I thought there was someone who was actually...
You would just tape your mouse down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just wait.
I would just go into creative mode, give myself one, and be like, look, or retexture a normal block.
But Australian, and they're dirty cheaters, apparently. So
that's right.
They came
that's
from
why we're down here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cheaters and thieves.
We're a bunch of cheeky buggers.
Australian by the Brits.
Chicken buggers.
But you're British, right? You're like British Australian.
Yeah, I'm British, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
Weird.
Chicken baguettes, maybe.
Chicken it's like baguette. The chicken. What baguettes. Came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken baguettes, huh?
Never before has
you on the McDonald's menu.
So destroyed.
Got weird again. All right, here's the last one on the sightings. We got StarQuest. This article on Minecraft forums shows off a very unique server bringing the space age to Minecraft. And no client-side mods are required. That's a good thing. Design, build, fly, and fight with your own spaceships. Visit 9 planets, each with their own special resources. Be a trader or be a pirate. And you can protect your bases with either Townie or World Guard. So you build a ship and you fly it around. You land on different planets. That's awesome. No mods, just connect to the server. We're going to give this a go. It's called StarQuest.
No client mods. This is server mod stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So you just give it a go.
Yeah, but you got to set up the server and add the mods and.
Oh, is there not a public server? Somebody make a public server already then. I just want to join. I'm sure somebody has.
Well, I'll
right?
set it up. I mean, I'll do the work.
No. Go to play.starquestminecraft.com and you can play now.
Oh, am I making all this up?
I make stuff up. Yeah. So go there right
but
now.
But it
you
says
can play.
Download,
half
right?
Half the show doesn't even have accurate information. It's just him making things
well, it's
up
kind of
goes.
A fourth. It's kind of a fourth of it. Just what I spat out. But no. This is a server, not a mod.
Yeah. No, it's totally a server. Oh. So go there and play it. It's cool.
I don't get it. They've got World Guard, Townie, and factions all on there?
Sure, why not?
That's crazy.
They have horses, too.
Why all three? Are we sure about this?
They have space horses. They fly through the cosmos.
That's awesome.
And they poop all over the place.
So we're going to do this, right? We're going to play on the server?
Yeah. And then we're going to start up the old universe death clock, too, and wait for that door to open at the end. It's going to be cool.
It's just a live stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a marathon of sorts.
I mean,
we're going to be long dead before the door opens, but we'll hand off the stream to somebody else.
And they'll have finally, killed a Pokemon on that other Twitch channel.
Finally. Twitch plays Pokemon.
Or they don't actually kill each other, is that right, Maz? They just put them to sleep or something?
They just faint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys, if you haven't played Pixelmon, if you haven't played, I've never touched Pokemon at all, and I've played on the Pixelmon server for 2 hours total, and I've learned so much about Pokemon.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to learn about Pokemon, what you need to do is you need to go to my channel, you need to find the Paralytic Pokedex, where me and Spud get drunk and tell you all about Pokemon. It's only the best thing you'll ever see, or the worst, depending on your...
I'm going to guess worse.
Worldview.
Absolutely. I'm just teasing.
Well.
Yeah, but you'll learn a lot. That's how I learned that Pokemon faint.
Well, and is that a server thing like this, or is that something you have to install?
No, it's just a server thing. You just... No, wait. No, I think you have to install it client-side. You have to install it client-side, too.
Okay, so we'll...
Yeah, but it's fun. I have enjoyed it. I had a lot of people, over the last year and a half... ask me, have you ever played Pokemon before? And I said, no. And I don't own a Game Boy. I want to get a Nintendo DS or a Game Boy, but I don't own either one right now. So for me to have to get into Pokemon would be like a hassle. I have to go out and buy something to play it.
Do
so then
Mac?
When... No. But when I had some friends open up the Pixelmon server. I was like, oh, great. I can finally like play Minecraft, which is what I do all the time anyway, but learn a little bit about Pokemon, and it's perfect. And then all of like the Pokemon, you know, like Master Race people are like, you're a noob. And I'm, yeah. I got Pokemaster Ball with a Squirtle in it, so whatever.
Yeah.
I use my Master Ball to catch a Rattata.
And now I don't even have a Squirtle.
No Rattata.
War Turtle. So get on that boat.
Don't worry.
Get a War Turtle.
So, I got a Mega Blastoise EX card.
Pixelmon. You'll teach us everything about Pixelmon, though, right, Maz?
If we go Maz, I've never played it, but yeah, I'll play that.
Well, I mean, it's Pokemon.
It's a good time. Pixelmon's a good time.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 40. I need to learn about Pokemon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be important for the rest of your life.
You don't know what you've been missing. You do not know what you've been missing, my friend.
I know.
You don't even, that's a typical drunk person. You don't even know.
You don't even know. I've seen things. You were there.
Jigglypuff. Do you know what Jigglypuff looks like angry? You don't even know, bro. That's Maz up there.
That's me. Speaking of bro, we played Bro Force earlier in recording. Yeah. It. Stay tuned to the channel.
For that, Jim.
It's a gem.
It's a gem.
So where are we in this show, Eric?
Well, we're about at the end. If you want to submit all kinds of crazy, wacky stuff for us to talk about here on the show, like you got some excavation station ideas, you got some weird crap you want to talk to us, just like random stuff that might go into listener contributions. So we like everything that gets sent in. So go to submit.deadworkers.com. Send us some stuff.
And
still giving away this creeper business.
Oh, we got some really good art this week, too.
Oh, should we give it away then?
We did some cool stuff. You guys been drawing and going wacky.
let's do a segment on the art next week early.
Next week?
Okay.
Sweet.
Next week early. And then we
one more
week.
We
can do the art.
I won't be here next week.
Oh, you won't?
Oh.
Ooh.
This just in.
This just did.
I quit. Nothing's going to top this show. It's too good. I'm out of here.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, but we did make this easier now. You can read about the contest. Just go to shart.deadworkers.com.
It's too easy.
Isn't it too easy? And the rules are there. All the images that people have uploaded are there. So you can see what your competition is like. And there's actually a couple really good ones this week. You're going to be gone next week?
Sadly, yes.
Oh. Okay.
Telling you now. Breaking news.
Everybody's doing that to us today.
We'll figure it out. We'll have Afro Monkey back next week. How about that?
Yeah.
So we
do want to thank some people. You might have noticed on our channel we got the subscription button. So if you want to subscribe to the channel, hey, there's two things. We want to know your opinion on what the icon should be. We get two icons right now. The more subscribers, we'll get more icons, and these are things so you could be like DWP Brent in the chat, and it would put like my face in the chat. So we know you don't want that. So what pictures do you want? Poop blocks, Eric's beautiful face,
poop blocks,
the Shaft logo. I mean, the DWP logo. Just whatever you want. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Send it in, submit it, and then we'll see.
Candyman.
What are the coolest ones? Maybe we'll put a poll up, and then we'll make those. But the subscribers get to use those. And we've got some subscribers. I want to read out the ones that have subscribed since last show, which is DC VS Gaming.
Sweet.
JBJ Blaze, Scotty110, Afro Monkey, Raging, Canadian, Shauna, and Chris W2K5. So
nice.
Thank you all for subscribing. And the people who subscribed the week before, we definitely appreciate it.
They are the best looking people in the chat room. It's a sexy chat room, but they are the better looking ones.
They're stars.
You guys and girls are awesome. We see all these stars in the chat
room.
They're
like shiny Pokemon.
You know who else is awesome?
Who?
Aurelian.
You?
Aurelian.
Stop it.
If
you think she's as awesome as I think she is, you should head on over to youtube.com/Aurelian and subscribe. Check out all of her videos. Don't just check out the one that's there. Click the videos link and just go through them all. Look for a playlist that has stuff that you like and just watch. Just watch all night long for the rest of the week.
There's so many playlists on my channel. You'll playlist for days.
See that? Content. For content is king. You can also find her on Twitter at the same name and Twitch as well. Do you have a streaming schedule or do you just stream at random times?
I try to stream every weekday.
Okay, so follow her. Do you tweet it when you stream? Goes out on
I do. I tweet, and it's on Facebook and on G+ and Instagram and Facebook.
So there you go.
Just anything slash, or just, well, not, don't, not any website. All the reputable, the reputable, positive, good image websites.
There you go. There you go, disclaimer. All right.
Happens every time I say any website, then everyone's like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, name horrible website here. And I'm like, no.
You get these images that Maz put in the doc, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Whoa. Yes.
So, but thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Next week, I believe we have, oh my God, it's Firefox. OMG, Firefox.
Yeah, Firefox. Yeah, longtime friend. That'd be cool.
And then after that, who's the guest after that, Eric?
The next one after that is somebody else that's not Firefox. Hold on here.
It is the Atlantic Craft.
That's right. And we put the schedule here on the website, too. You can go and see who's going to be on the show at any given time. The Atlantic Craft, yep, that's February 28th. And then March starts.
Yeah, March Madness.
It's going to be wacky. We'll update the schedule and let you guys know.
You got any wacky stuff coming up you want to tell people about or any secrets besides incredible music?
Right.
No.
Awesome. Three words. Do we wait three for the words. Three words?
Three words.
Give us three words.
I love you.
There
hey,
you
there you go. That's a good one for Valentine's Day. So now we can just sit around and reflect on those three words.
Yeah, it's funny. So Valentine's Day, right? Like,
yeah.
I made sure I changed the day of the show from Friday to Saturday so I could spend Valentine's Day with my wife.
Uh-huh.
I tell her, and she's like, I hate Valentine's Day. Just bring me some chocolate. That's all I want. She was sick, too. So I ended up taking care of her while she was sick and gave her a bunch of chocolate. So it was a good Valentine's Day watching Damages and the other one. The other Netflix series that just came out.
Well, that's cool.
House of Cards. House of Cards. Really good.
House of Cards season 2. A friend came over, gave me some gifts, and dyed my hair on Valentine's Day. That was fun.
You dye your hair?
No, I never dye it, but she wanted to just dye it. But she dyed it dark brown, and my hair is dark brown.
You got rid? Are you? Did you get rid of grays?
I did. Yeah, just for fun. I don't have that many anyway, but it was fun. So,
and thank you all for the sponsorships, the 52K Twitter followers. We love your support. Follow us at Dead Workers. Love you. Less than three.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through the shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Shabba-doop-bop-ba-doop-bop.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that smiles back.